Good afternoon. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Tom Levine. It is currently 61 in Fairfield. Going to have a high today around 64, apparently. And clear skies tonight. We'll have more on the weather after the news. At approximately 8:40 Friday night, Wayne County Sheriff's Deputies Odie and Curry pulled a car over on U.S. Route 15 at the west edge of Fairfield for a lane violation and speeding. When deputies approached the vehicle, they detected a strong odor of cannabis. The occupants of the vehicle, Tiffany Wozniak and Gary Wozniak, both denied having any cannabis. The passenger, Gary Wozniak, told police he was on parole and then he produced a cannabis grinder, saying they did have a small amount. Both were asked to exit the vehicle. A search of the vehicle revealed three sandwich-style baggies containing approximately 60 grams of cannabis. Tiffany told officers that the pot was hers and Gary didn't know anything about it. But due to Gary having the grinder and the strong smell of cannabis, they were placed under arrest. Gary Wozniak was found to also be in possession of $582 in small bills. At the sheriff's office, Tiffany Wozniak gave officers consent to search her home. There, officers found two glass jars containing 6 grams each of cannabis in their bedroom, digital scales, 5 glass jars with cannabis residue near the top, and drug paraphernalia. Both have been charged with felony possession of marijuana and manufacture of cannabis. 25-year-old Christopher L. Downen of Wayne City was arrested early Sunday morning for aggravated fleeing and eluding. Bond was set at $375 cash. And 57-year-old Gilbert T. Hallam of Mount Airy was arrested Friday afternoon on DUI and illegal transportation of alcohol charges. Bond was set at $300 cash. WFIW News Time is 12:17.
Invite the beauty of the holidays into your home with a trip to Stein's Flowers and Gifts on First Street in Carmine. You'll find a huge selection of Thanksgiving and Christmas decorations to choose from, including fresh floral and silk arrangements and wreaths. Stein's Flowers also has a new selection of candles to choose from with all the wonderful holiday scents. The beauty of the holidays is waiting for you at Stein's Flowers and Gifts on First Street in Carmine. Call 382-4624.
When most people think of surgery at the hospital, they think of long recoveries and lengthy hospital stays. With the new technologies and surgical procedure, many surgeries which used to require hospitalization can now be performed on an outpatient basis. Outpatient surgery, because the caring staff at Fairfield Memorial Hospital knows that no matter how comfortable we make your hospital stay, there's no place like home. Fairfield Memorial Hospital, excellence in community health care.
Prices are falling in every department this month at Kincaid. Save $9 on heavy-duty Nordic Ware butt cake pans and pay only $19.99. 21-inch bow saws, $5.99. 11-ounce high-energy soot, just 89 cents. And get a $5 gift card every time you buy any Under Armour shirt or jacket at Kincaid's. Plus, see new concealed gun carry handbags, new bicycle parts, accessories, and helmet section, and new juice, sauce, and spiralizer KitchenAid stand mixer accessories, too, at Kincaid's in Fairfield.
Carmine City Police arrested a 17-year-old on Friday morning at the high school in Carmine. Police were called to the scene on a report of improper parking. The juvenile was arrested and charged with possession of drug paraphernalia, possession of less than 2.5 grams of marijuana, and possession of ammunition without a valid FOID card. Nathan Johnson was arrested Friday night for domestic battery and interfering with the reporting of a domestic battery. Johnson got into a dispute with the mother of his child at a residence in Carmine. Marion County Sheriff Rich Stevenson says the decision to coordinate a search for missing 38-year-old Cameron Garden of Salem on Sunday was made after the Sheriff's Department learned the family had never heard from him after he ran from the scene of an accident in March. That search, coordinated by the Search and Rescue Canine Organization, ended up finding what is believed to be the remains of Garden's body Sunday afternoon. There were no signs of foul play, and the sheriff believes Garden most likely died from hypothermia. He was only wearing a light jacket on a very cold day where temperatures dipped to 12 degrees above zero. Stevenson said at the time of the incident, deputies believed Garden had gotten a ride. Deputies followed footprints in the snow to nearby Biggie's Cafe and store on Route 161 and then to the Interstate 57 South on-ramp, where they disappeared in an area where snow had melted. Deputies were able to make positive identification that Garden was who they were looking for from video surveillance at Biggie's. The case remained open And it wasn't until a chance meeting with a family member in August that the sheriff's department learned they had never heard from Garden since the accident. The family was told to file a missing persons report, which followed later. Stevenson says the situation was complicated because it appeared that Garden was opening some messages sent to his Facebook account. It is now believed they were most likely opened by another family member. As time went on, Stevenson said concern grew that there was a good chance Garden may have died in the area he was last seen in. The SAR search that featured six dogs from four states was organized on Sunday afternoon, or Sunday morning, excuse me. The search started at 10 a.m. in a wooded area behind Biggie's. As the search of the woods ended, a human chain was organized Sunday afternoon to walk through an area grown up in brush closer to the interstate. While the search dogs wanted to go there, they were held back because of the close proximity to the interstate. Stevenson says the human chain located the skeletonized remains about 20 yards from the interstate. The sheriff says they instantly knew the remains were of Garden because the clothing was the same Garden was wearing the morning of the March accident. Coroner Troy Cannon was then summoned to the scene and confirmed that the remains were human and initiated an investigation. An autopsy is planned for today to conclusively identify the remains and to determine a cause of death. Accident reports at the time indicated that the man who fled the scene of the accident collided with a pickup truck on Route 161, a quarter mile east of Raccoon Grade School. Deputies reported heavy damage to both vehicles but did not believe there were any injuries. WFIW News Time is 12:22.
It's time for Sealy Savings at Eubinger's Furniture Company, so that makes it a perfect time to upgrade your sleep. For a limited time, buy an Optimum Series mattress set and get the king size for the queen price, or the queen for the full price. Also, you can now save $200 at Eubinger's on one of the finest crafted mattresses in the USA, the Stearns & Foster Series. These are all great savings to help you get a better night's sleep, and it's only at Eubinger's Furniture Company where the deals are worth the drive, Highway 50 East, Flora.
Visit doitbest.com to see a sampling of the thousands of home enhancements available in Silco's warehouse, like mirrors in every shape and size. Silco has over-the-top door mirrors, chrome-trimmed elongated door mirrors, decorative framed wall mirrors, wrought iron frame mirrors, vanity mirrors, and more. Mirrors start at just $14.99, and the hanging hardware is always included at Southern Illinois Lumber Company in Fairfield and Wayne City.
Fairfield Memorial Hospital will join the National Organization of State Offices of Rural Health and other state and national rural stakeholders in celebrating National Rural Health Day on Thursday, November 19th. National Rural Health Day is a way to showcase rural America, increase awareness of rural health-related issues, and promote the efforts of state offices of rural health and others in addressing those issues. Plans call for National Rural Health Day to become an annual celebration on the third Thursday of each November. Fairfield Memorial Hospital is planning to mark the occasion by holding a Take Back Your Health Senior Health Fair on Thursday, November 19th, from 4 to 6 p.m. in the Medical Arts Complex Community Education Room. The event will have door prizes, free health screenings, free education, free dinner, and much more. Fairfield Memorial Hospital supports rural citizens through services which include primary care services, diabetes education, senior life solutions, pain center, podiatry, oncology, cardiology, cardiac rehabilitation, and much more. U.S. Department of Agriculture is mailing out ballots to eligible farmers across the country for the 2015 Farm Service Agency County Committee elections. Producers must return their ballots to the local FSA offices by December 7th to ensure their votes get counted. Each committee has three elected members who serve three-year terms, so every year one-third of the committee seats are up for election. Members help the FSA make important decisions on its commodity support programs, conservation programs, indemnity and disaster programs, emergency programs, and eligibility. Farmers should receive their ballots this week, which will include the names of candidates running for the local committee election. Newly elected members will take their offices on January 1st. Sisney High School Science Department will be holding their annual science fair tomorrow night. Sisney High School freshmen and sophomores will present and display their projects after school in the high school cafeteria. 50 projects will be judged. Parents and the public are invited to view the projects from 5 to 6 tomorrow night. Students earning outstanding ratings will advance to the Region 8 Science Fair at SIU Carbondale in the spring. Fairfield City Council will meet tomorrow night at 6 in the council chambers of City Hall. Aldermen will award a bid for a new backhoe for the cemetery department. Current backhoe is over 25 years old. Aldermen will also discuss the DuraPatch system demonstrated at the last council meeting, discuss the TIF redevelopment agreements, and Christmas bonuses. After a recent study of all the public access electrical boxes in the downtown area, it's been found that those boxes are unsafe for use. Because of this, all of those electrical boxes have been shut off and locked until they can be repaired or made safe. Sisney High School senior class is sponsoring a Country Roads fish fry on Friday. It's at the high school gym from 4 to 7. The fish fry is an all-you-can-eat buffet with carryouts available. The menu includes fried fish, chicken strips, mini shrimp, and sides. Tickets are $10 for adults, $6 for kids 4 to 12. Kids 3 and under eat for free. Tickets are available from any Sisney High School senior or can be purchased at the door the night of the event. The state's shutdown of building project is being felt most at its colleges and universities. An Associated Press analysis of state records shows that Governor Bruce Rauner's order to stop work affected 218 jobs worth $707 million. More than 65% of that money, $463 million, is tied up in 81 projects at 27 colleges and universities. Educators have scrambled for alternate space. Projects remain idle because there's no budget agreement. Halted classroom renovation at the University of Illinois' Veterinary School forced officials to relocate 100 jobs. A building at Olive Harvey Community College in Chicago was supposed to open this month, but is one of 11 state projects that will need to be temporarily closed to protect it from winter weather at a total price of $2 million. A Veterans Day breakfast will be held on Wednesday, November 11th at the Albion Senior Citizen Center. It's a way of providing breakfast and saying thank you for your service. Lunch on Wednesday will be held at the American Legion in Albion, and that is also free. The FCHS Mulebaggers will be raffling off a duffel bag of mule spiritware and gear. The bag was donated by Fairfield Printing and Graphics and contains over $200 worth of items. It includes a 2015 IHSA Mules football playoff sweatshirt, Lady Mules basketball sweatshirt, red and black Mules pullover, shorts, tote bag, scarf, flag, palms, megaphones, keychains, decals, spirit packs, and Bam Bam sticks. It also features a season pass to Mules Winter Sporting Events and two gift certificates for free popcorn and drinks redeemable at any FCHS Mules athletic event. Tickets can be purchased tonight at the Fall Athletic Awards. They can also be purchased Friday at the Meet the Mules event, or you can get them this week at Uniquely Rustique here in Fairfield. Tickets are $1 each, 6 for $5. The bag can be viewed on the FCHS Mulebackers Facebook page. Drawings will be held Friday at the Meet the Mules event. You do not need to be present to win. Time now to check the price of crude oil, brought to you by Steve Thompson, your country financial representative in West Salem. Local buyers are paying $37.25 for a barrel of crude oil. That's down a dollar from Friday. Time now to check the stock market numbers, brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial advisor, located at 1001 Commerce Drive in Fairfield. Dow is now at 17,684, which is down 226. NASDAQ's at 5,087, which is down 60. And December crude oil is now at $43.97. That's off 32 cents. Taking a look at obituaries. Louise Hertland, 89, of Carmi, passed away Monday morning, or this morning, at Wabash Christian Retirement Center in Carmi. Arrangements are pending at the Stendebeck Family Funeral Home in Carmi. 87-year-old West Salem resident Harold Eugene Jean Goebel died Thursday at Richland Memorial Hospital in Alney. Funeral arrangements are pending at the Ingram Funeral Home in West Salem. 61-year-old Fairfield resident Joyce Ann Heron died Saturday afternoon at Wayfair Nursing Home. She was a DSP at the CDC. She's survived by her mother, Mildred Grove of Fairfield, five daughters, Angie Thomason, Melissa Delaney, and Michelle Musgrave, all of Fairfield, Cynthia Grove of Alney, and Linda Klein of Benton, one son, George Grubb of Carmi, a sister, Dorothy Lance, and brother, Frank Grove, both of Fairfield. 15 grandchildren and two great-grandchildren also survived. Funeral services for Joyce Ann Heron will be Tuesday at 2 at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home, with burial in the Maple Hill Cemetery. Visitation is tomorrow from noon until the service time at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield. Memorials can be made to the SSM Hospice. 97-year-old Sally Dickerson of McLeansboro died Friday at the Hamilton Memorial Hospital in McLeansboro. She was a restaurant owner and a member of the Order of the Eastern Star. Graveside services for Sally Dickerson will be at 2 o'clock Tuesday at the IOOF Cemetery in McLeansboro. Visitation is from noon until 2 tomorrow at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Memorials can be made to the donor's choice. The Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro is in charge of all of the arrangements. 73-year-old Frederick Eugene Joe Glassford died Friday morning, October 30th, at Deaconess Hospital in Evansville. A celebration of life service will be held at 6 o'clock tonight at the Elks Lodge in McLeansboro to honor Joe. Friends are invited to attend by his son, Mark, and family members. The Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro is in charge of all of the arrangements. WFIW News Time is 12:31.
Wouldn't it be nice to hit a button and drive into your garage without having to get out in the snow or the rain? Well, the Window Source can make that happen and at an affordable price. The Window Source installs CHI overhead garage doors to help make your life a little easier. The Window Source can also give your house a makeover by installing brand new vinyl siding with your choice of over 30 colors. They have competitive prices, and you'll get the job done the way you want. Call Johnny Ray Pennington today, 897-2268.
Find carpet types that fit your life for less at Haas Interiors. For a limited time, select grades of Mohawk carpets are on sale at Haas Interiors. Choose from Wear Dated, Smart Strand Silk, Simply Berber, and many more in all the latest colors. Plus, while supplies last, Timeless Design Wicker 8mm laminate flooring is only $1.59 a square foot, and luxury vinyl plank flooring in Barnwood is on sale too. At Haas Interiors, West Main Street in Fairfield.
The WFIW Fairfield area weather for today, mostly sunny skies. Today's high will be around 65. Clear skies tonight, a low of 32, and mostly sunny skies tomorrow. Tomorrow's high, 62. The outlook for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, a chance for showers on Wednesday, a high of 65 and low of 45. Sunny skies on Thursday. Thursday's high 58 with a low of 35, and sunny and windy on Friday. Friday's high 52 with a low of 30. Yesterday in Fairfield, the high temperature was 61, the overnight low 32. It's currently 63 in Fairfield. And reporting for WFIW News, I'm Tom Levine.